It's 8:11 Tuesday morning on the Tony Conley Morning Show, 1320 WILS, 61 degrees, beautiful blue skies. We've had just an awesome summer weather-wise, especially the last week or so. Let's head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Burl Swartz, who is the publisher of the Lansing City Pulse. Burl, how are you?
I'm good, Tony. Good morning.
One of my producers, Jesse, loves the feature, the eyesore of the week that's in the paper. How did that get started?
You know, like many good ideas, it was stolen from the alternative newspaper in Santa Fe, New Mexico, but they only featured publicly owned buildings, and, you know, I looked around and thought, well, there are a lot of homes and other buildings here that are falling down that I think we need to call attention to. We mix it every week, though, with Eye Candy of the Week. And even with her eyesores, we try to point out what the potential of this building could be.
People ever get ticked off at you for putting those in the paper?
My favorite one most recently was the city councilman and former mayor of East Lansing, Vic Loomis. You know, I told him, Vic, it more or less got picked out of a hat. We didn't know it was your house until we looked up the records.
I'm looking at the Nile Wave building right now, and I've got to drive past that because that building's immense.
It's, you know, my personal opinion, and I share the opinion of the neighbors, it's a giant monstrosity. It's a three-story high, 14,000 square foot pole barn that they've done nothing to adorn, and it's in the middle of an old residential neighborhood. And the neighbors weren't told. One neighbor was told by Nile Wave, "We're building a shed." You know, it's more like an airplane hangar. But I'm happy to say that people paid attention after we raised the issue publicly, and Nile Wave, for the time being at least, is back down from the tax abatement it was seeking until it worked something out with the neighbors to improve that building.
We have spoken with the folks at Nile Wave. They declined to comment at this time. They said that they will in the future, but I think that they were trying to get all their ducks in a row. If you look at the photo that's in the City Pulse, they just need to do something. Trees, shrubbery, something. You know, it's just this big building.
Yeah. Yeah, it has some room along one side for trees, and to be fair to Nile Wave, they said they planned landscaping, but because of the 90 and 100 degree weather, they weren't able to do what they had hoped to do by the time the building opened in July. No matter what they do to the building, short of tearing it down, the guy who owns the house next door is not going to get any sunlight anymore.
All right, let's talk about the races, the election. Just when talking about the primaries, what comes to mind?
Oh, definitely the drain commissioner race in Ingham County. I mean, who would think that would be an exciting race? But it has turned out to be very interesting. Pat Lindemann's the incumbent. He's been there 20 years. And he's done a great job as far as environmentalists are concerned over in Grosbeck and elsewhere. He's got great plans for stopping the pollution in the Red Cedar River, which comes from Frandor, which is known as the Montgomery Drain. That Frandor area sits over the Montgomery Drain. And his opponent is Mark Grebner. And I think the problem voters will have with Mark Grebner, who's very well known, a long-time Ingham County commissioner, is he doesn't know what the Montgomery Drain is. He calls himself a civilian, and he doesn't have the technical knowledge to be drain commissioner. But he does make some good points about Pat Lindemann's operation in terms of cronyism and overspending, that sort of thing. He has laid out a case that needs to be explored, and City Pulse intends to explore it if Lindemann's reelected. But I've got to think the money is on Pat Lindemann because of his strong environmental record, and against Mark Grebner because he doesn't have the knowledge to do the job.
Mark Meadows' old seat is he is term limited. Sam Singh, Susan Schmidt, who do you like?
I like them both, but I, as far as winning this one, I think Sam Singh's going to do it. I think he's. You know, he's got a lot of public service for a 42-year-old guy. He's really well-known and been very well-rounded. You know, he took a year off to travel the world while working for Habitat for Humanity, building houses in all kinds of places. I think this guy is, both of them would make very good state representatives. I think the public is aware. However, those in East Lansing have followed his career for a long time. But Sam Singh has potential, I think, to go on and who knows, be governor.
How about Diane Byram's seat?
Interesting race. I think the guy who used to sit in your seat has a real shot at it, Walt Sorg. He has worked really hard. And he's done it after he had the surgery on both knees. He's gotten out and knocked on a lot of doors. I think he's coming across to the public as somebody, though personally, I think a liberal Democrat, who is able to see the bigger picture, how important it is to reach across the aisle. So he's moderated a lot of his views. And I think his opponent, Tom Cochran, who's also a very intelligent guy, has perhaps not reached out quite as much to the public. And, I think this is going to be a close one, but I think Wald actually might just do it.
How about Representative Opsomer's seat?
I'm not as familiar with that one. Sorry.
I also wanted to ask you what you thought will happen on the proposal in regards to the Red Cedar property.
The Waverly
property. The Waverly property, excuse me.
My gut is saying this one's not going to make it this time round, just like the Red Cedar didn't make it the first time round. I think the public is going to, in essence, demand more information. What do you want to do with this 120 acres before we give you permission to sell it?
All right. What else catches your eye before we let you go?
The 68th, where Joan Bowers term limited, it's been a very interesting race politically. Andy Shore is the odds-on favorite. He has been a county commissioner for a number of years, took a year off, managed to find a way to finance himself for a year so he could spend all his time working on it, and he is highly respected, has the support of virtually every other public official in the area. And then there are other good candidates, Griffin Rivers and Aylin Robinson, I'm blanking on one more, but the African-American voters, I think, have been cut up too much in this one. So I don't think you're going to have a situation where Mike Murphy, for example, emerges. Dale Kopich is the other African-American who's running, another successful commissioner. I think Andy Shore is going to win this one by virtue of his hard work and the fact that the black community had too many choices to make.
Burl Swartz is the publisher of the Lansing City Pulse. We always like talking with you, Burl. Thanks so much for your time.
My pleasure, Tony. Take care.
It's 8:20, 62 degrees on this Tuesday morning on a Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. How gorgeous of a day is it going to be? We'll tell you next on 1320 WILS.